Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for meeting us here in this place tonight. We thank you for meeting us wherever we are and whatever we're doing, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you would decrease me, that you might increase in me, oh God. That you will speak what you would have spoken and how you would have it spoken, Lord God. I ask that you would touch the hearts of all of us here tonight, Lord God, that each one will be spoken to individually and us collectively as a body of Christ, Lord God. Let your anointing flow, Lord God. Let it flow in us and through us, Father God. We ask that you would have your way, Lord God. Let your word go and penetrate, Lord God. Let it be the blood that flows through our body, Lord God. Let it be life-changing, Lord God. And let hearts be open and receptive to receive what you have to say, oh God. Speak, Lord. Speak how you want to speak, oh God. Move how you want to move, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me the opportunity to see in me, Lord God, sometimes what I don't see in myself. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for my leaders, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Boy, I tell you, Brother Michael, sometimes it's so in tune. We're so, all of us. I just thank God for the body of Christ and how we're just so in tune to one another. There's some things I've been going through, and I'm sure all of us, but I've really been in a place where God has really been just outpouring, just purging. And I think everything that was said from worship, from prayer, to what Pastor just spoke about, lines up. I mean, when Michael said about worship, it just hit. Because like I said, we're so in sync. First Precious talked about stretch. Pastor Marquise talked about Philip, which God had already been dealing with me about. But in order to be filled up, we have to release some things, which is not always easy to do. So if I had to kind of title this, I didn't know what to say because it was sometimes God give you not so much, but what you need. And sometimes for us, it may seem like, how do I word it? How do I say it? Then I come in, I'm like, God, I just want to speak what you have me to speak. Let me say what you would have me to say. You know, I don't want it to be about me. You know, I want to share my experience because I know if I'm experiencing, my brothers and sisters are experiencing this. And so, you know, God always just lets you know you're on the right, and you're in tune. You're speaking what you need to speak. And I say that because as I was, you know, pondering and God had woke me up the other night and I said, what would I say, God? And God has just been speaking the word rest. But he also been allowing me to see rivers of living water, like waterfall, just gushing. When you spoke about stretching, I heard expand. And the only way to, when you stretch, you expand. But when that word was spoken, I just seen like a waterfall just coming. And that waterfall fills us. I see water as God's living word because that's what he says, his word, his living word, you know, the water of God, you know, the word is just living waters. When we thirst, we want to go to his living waters. And so I would say in God, be anxious for nothing. And he's just been speaking about that secret place. And that's what I have. It says, staying in God's secret, the secret place of God. Resting in him, being anxious for nothing. I want to just go to his scripture. I'm gonna come from Psalm 91 first and then 4, if you don't mind. And let's see, I marked it, so I'll start. Because I just want to start us off on a basis. It says, Psalm 91, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then I'm going to go to 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. It's times when we come out of his secret place, we fall into trouble. But when you stay in his secret place, you're hidden. You're hidden in him. You're hidden from the things and the trials of this tribulation. You're not subjected from it. You're going to experience it, but you'll know how to go through it. You don't have to be anxious when you're going through it. I just see, allow God's love to flow. Again, there's that water just flowing. Allow it to flood you like a river. I thank God. I want to go, and I'm going with being anxious and staying in his secret place. So I want to read, because where I'm going from rest, I broke it down. And as you follow me, you'll see how I broke the word rest down. So I'm going to go to Galatians, because Pastor talked about being in right standing. So R for righteousness in God. You know, right standing with God. And I want to come from, well, actually, let me go to Colossians first, because I just want to be in that secret place. I want to show you what it's saying. Colossians, I think it's 2 and 3. In whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. When you're hidden in God, when you're hidden in him, meaning studying his word, staying in his presence, you begin to gain that knowledge and that wisdom to stand against the things of this world. You'll be able to stay in right standing. And then I want to go to Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. We're always to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. He tells us at all times, set your things on those things above, not the things of the earth. There's a scripture I love so much. It says, let not your faith rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God and the things of him. And as I go there, I want to start. Keep in mind when I read this scripture from Galatians, as I go through resting in God and how we are to interact with one another. Galatians 5:22. And this all has to do with resting in God, staying in right standing with God. Staying in his secret place, staying secure in him, you know, being encompassed by him. These are how we're going to be able to stand and do these things. It says, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And 23 says, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Come on now. There is no law in those things. We were in Bible study and we were talking about grace, under the grace and under law. And when I heard that, it was just like, when you stay under God's grace, you operate in peace. You can operate in the things of Christ-like mind. But when you step out and you're under the law, I saw the things of the world. You're operating in a mindset of manliness. You have to stand in the spirit of God. You know, begin to call on his spirit at all times. And even when we were worshiping, I know, I think it was Wednesday when Brother Marquise was speaking. I can't remember exactly what he said. I did write it down. But he was speaking about, you know, trusting in the Lord, I believe, or when things go wrong, just stay, instead of always going to him. You know, we stay up, we stay up all night, you know, with our supplicate. Oh, Lord, oh, this, oh, God, help me, oh, my. But what God has been doing in me, when you feel persecuted or you feel like things have come against you, you feel like, wow, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Check yourself. Take an inventory. Look at the good things that God has done. Don't stop focusing so much on the me, oh, my, and the woes. Turn that supplication into a thanksgiving as if you already have it. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. And that's what I've been doing. When I feel like I want to murmur and complain, God's not pleased with that. That doesn't move him. But when you get in worship and you begin to praise, when you get in that secret place of the Most High, my God, he begins to rain rivers of living water. And he says, come drink, my child. Let me fill you. And as he fills you, you begin to go and pour out into others. Rest, right standing. I want to go to Psalms 34:17, if possible. Okay. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. It doesn't say some. It says all. That's a reality check and a repentance prayer for all of us. Because we get so caught up and so quickly to. But remember that scripture says the righteous cry out. When you're in right standing, when you follow Galatians 22, when you're doing those things, when you stand in the fruits of the Spirit, when you're standing long suffering. When you pray for that spirit. Pray for the spirit of long-suffering. Christ was long-suffering. But it's in that long-suffering, you begin to gain wisdom. You begin to find out. You begin to have understanding. You begin to walk in truth. Not truth as the world, but in the truth of God. Christ, his son. I thank God for what he has been mightily doing in me. I want to read from Romans 3:21-23. Thank you. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteous of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's many times we do fall short. I think daily when we don't even know it. And that's why I constantly go to God and I say, you know, forgive me. Forgive me for what I've done knowingly and unknowingly. Because in our perception, we may think something's not a sin against someone else or against God or even ourselves. But we do daily when we doubt him, when we don't believe in ourselves and the things that God has impressed upon us, when we walk in fear. He's been giving us a spirit of fear. But when we walk in him, we walk in the things of his righteousness and we stand in that. We can walk with boldness. We can walk in faith, believing those things that are not as though they were. And again, back to that prayer, begin to call those things out. Begin to stand in those things. Begin to believe those things. If you believe in healing and deliverance for a loved one, believe in that. And then that brings me to what God was saying about, you know, being righteous. That means being truthful. Be true about what you need help with. Be true about what your downfalls are, what your falling short, your shortcomings are. I admit, I have trouble sometimes. I could find myself, I feel murmuring or complaining. And sometimes we say, oh, we're just venting. No, you're not venting. That venting can turn into murmuring. Venting can even turn into gossip. And so we have to be careful. We have to be careful when we speak in things of other people. Because when someone comes and say, oh, pray, such and such and such and such, I'm quick, you know, sometimes say, no, I don't need to hear the details. God knows what that person needs. He knows what they have need of. And he will press it upon your heart what to pray and how to pray for that person. And then I want to talk about encompass. God's love daily surrounds us. When we stay in that secret place, when we stay in right standing with God, he encompasses us. His love surrounds us at all times. And some, like I said, when you walk out of that secret place, you're not in his surrounding. You're not in his covering. You know, it also talks about it causes things to take place. When you stand in God, he causes things to take place that you thought would never take place. He can make it happen. He will bring it to pass. And let me go to secure. Again, we're talking about rest. Secure in his love. I want to go to Psalm, I believe it's 33:4. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in truth. When you stay in the Lord and you walk in his truth, he moves. He moves for you. You don't have to worry about what people say, how people come against you. I was at work the other day, and someone just flat out boldly lied against me. And I knew, I kept watching this person because I kept seeing his eyes on me, and his eyes didn't, something in me quenched when I see his eyes. And I knew it wasn't so. And when my supervisor came and made the comment that he made, me and the other worker that I was working with, we thought he was playing, like literally playing. And then she said, and I looked, I said, huh? She said, oh, you're serious. A part of me wanted to just, rev up. I'm serious. Because I knew I was doing the work that I was supposed to be doing. No matter what his perception was, I knew my job and what I was doing. And when I was riding home, see, the day, no, matter of fact, was it the day before? No, yeah, that day, we had just had, well, it was the day before, apologize. It was the day before we had just had church there. And the pastor began to speak about, you know, exhibiting God's love. Again, Galatians 5:22. When people come against you and they're saying things, you know, they're trying to put things on your character that's not of you. You know, and sometimes we're tested to see how we're going to react to it. And that was one thing I wrote down. How will you respond? What's your response going to be? When you get, you know, when somebody says something, that are you going to respond in anger? Are you going to respond in love? Are you going to show long suffering? You're going to show patience, gentleness, meekness. But when I was leaving, I can remember that pastor saying, when people come against you and they persecute you, they say things that you know ain't true, or when things have been done, but yet you still show love. And this, I said, thank you, Lord. See, you already had the word prepared for me before I even knew it. You knew it was coming. And I had this peace that just took over my body. Anger, the thought of even wanting to get angry, or, oh, I'm not even going to look his way, da-da-da. peace just came over me, and I just began to thank God and begin to praise him. There's that worship again. I wasn't thinking about what that person said. And what I clearly heard God say is, your character will show for itself. And I've been hearing that a lot, because there were certain things I was praying with certain people and things taking place, and people just saying things. I'm like, but I kept hearing, your character will show for itself. When you stay in God's secret place and you're walking in right standing and you respond as God will respond, you don't have to be shaken. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to worry about what people say. Continue to let your character show itself. Show the character of God. Show love. True peace. When you rest in God, you will walk in true peace.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Galatians 3:15. If you can. Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. Though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Actually, did I say Galatians? But maybe that that might can be true, because no one can add to God's word or take from it when you're walking in his word. Then what did I say? Colossians 3:15. Sorry if I said Galatians. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. That day, that's what I had to do, is let God's peace rule in my heart. In many situations, you know, when you find yourself in a place, you don't know how things are going to pan out, how things are going to work out for you. We must always allow God's peace to rule our hearts. And when the peace of God comes upon my heart in certain situations, and I begin to just thank him, just get in that thankful mode, just reminisce on all the times that he brought me out of so many other things, his peace surpasses all understanding. I want to jump back up, I'm sorry, to secure, and I want to go to Isaiah 50, I believe it's 10 and 9. I'm going to read from 10. Isaiah 50. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. I read that one more time. Whom among you fears the Lord? You must fear the Lord. That's reverence him at all times. And I do fear him. I make mistakes, but believe me, I fear him, and it puts me back where I need to be. Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon him. My mind just went to when you laying in the bed and it's dark in the house, and that midnight hour, and that enemy's pumping stuff in your head about how something's going to work out, and you falling for it, you walking in darkness. You're not in his light. But when you allow his light to illuminate you by trusting in him, When you rely upon his word won't fail us. That's what we have to do, is just go to his word. When we're going through there's a word in here for every situation we go through. There's nothing in here lacking. We're not lacking anything. We just have to command his word, because his word is his word. Our word ain't don't mean nothing. But when we call on that word, it has to perform. It has to do what it said it's going to do. Amen. Can you go to, I believe it's 9, 59, verse Isaiah 50 and I believe verse 9. Surely the Lord will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Vengeance is the Lord. We don't have to go and, try to fight battles that was meant for the Lord to fight for us. I think many times we step in to things we have no business stepping in or taking on. There are different realms. God has angels that will fight our battles. All we have to do is call on them. The one thing God says he requires of us, go back to Galatians 22, and walking in love, obeying his word, trusting in him at all times. At all times. And did I read Psalm 36, 8? I want to go 36, 7 and 8. I think I missed something. That's okay, though. Maybe God meant for that to be. Praise God. Okay. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. There we go again, under the shadow of those wings. Oh, what a beautiful place to be, in the shadow of his wings. There, they are abundantly satisfied. Not a little satisfied. Come on now. Abundantly satisfied. And I'm not talking about money, riches. I'm talking about abundantly satisfied. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about God's love. I'm talking about his gentleness, his forgiving, loving kindness towards us, and then we can abundantly show it to others and to ourselves. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasure. Who river? There's that again. Rivers of living water. I think of that. River of your pleasure, not our pleasure. I want the pleasures of God. Because with the pleasure of God, he said, what God giveth, no man can take it. He maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And his pleasures, there's no sorrows. We can drink this word, his river, and walk in pleasures evermore, ever after, every day, every second, every minute. We can walk in his pleasures. It says, I'm going to go back to peace. Be anxious for nothing. If you go to Philippians 4 and 7. Thank you. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Daily, we got to guard our hearts and mind. We must wake up daily and say, God, I commit this day to you, that you will direct my paths. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, what our little minds could comprehend. God said, no, I'm here. You thinking down here, but I want you to come here. But then sometimes when our faith is a little weak, he'll come here for us so then he can elevate us to where he wants us to be. He wants us to always guard our hearts and our minds. And the way you guard your heart and your mind, continue to fill it with God's word. Not filling it with some of the things we see on TV or what we hear on the radio. I always tell my kids, when we listen to certain things, be careful, because it really does feed your spirit. And you begin to act those things out. You don't even realize it. You begin to do those things. If you're having trouble in a certain family situation or relationship, you're not going to go watch no Love and Hip Hop. No. Because it ain't guarding your heart and mind at all. And it just exacerbates the situation. So we want to guard our minds. We want to guard what we put into our eye gate, our ear gate. We want to be careful how we respond when we're going through. It says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. And I think, let's see, I read that scripture. Thank you, Lord. Again, I want to go to encourage some encouraging scriptures that I want to just begin to, what the Lord share with me. Actually, can you go to Zephaniah 3:17? Thank you. The Lord, your God, in your midst, the mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. Ooh, that just brings my heart. Because when you're really going through some things, his love will quiet you at all times. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will rejoice over you with singing. Which brings back rejoice over you with singing. The Lord worships as well. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. The mighty one will save. We can't save ourselves, but when we call upon God, he'll save us through everything we're going through. If whatever your loved ones is going through, whatever you're going through in your community, whatever you're going through in your house, begin to call on the word of God. It says the Lord God is in your midst. When you rest in him, when you're in right standing, you can go to him and request what you want. And it shall be granted when you're in right standing with him. And when you're in right standing with him, you're in right standing with yourself and with others. He is a just God to save. So we must trust in him at all times. I want to read Psalm 51:3. And then verse 7. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Can you go to the next one after that? Oh, 3 and 7. Sorry. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I love this scripture. Because we always have an opportunity. Again, that goes back to what I said in the beginning. When God begins to expand us, before he fills, we have to allow some things to be to come up out of us. I heard when I was sitting there, allow God to purge those things out of you. Anger, resentment, unforgiveness, fear, lack of trust. How are we going to go to him and ask for anything when we're abiding in those things? Ask him to purge you of those things and then allow him to begin to fill you with loving kindness, with peace, gentleness, with truth. Begin to get real with yourself. Begin to get truthful with yourself. When you go to God in prayer, make your petition plain and clear. Not, oh, I want prayer for my family. Sometimes you just got to be flat out real with what you need prayer with. You know, look that thing in the eye and call it out for what it is so you can be freely delivered, you know, holy, walk in liberty. God desires us to walk in liberty, free from those things. And yes, he knows what you need prayer of, but sometimes you have to speak it out and let it come out of you. And then ask God to fill you with what has been removed, then fill you with his love. Love that, you know, that perfect love that casts out fear. Sometimes when I'm going through and I was going through a situation where I was really dealing with some things. And I found myself, and I'm repenting, I'm being real. I found myself so angry with this person. I was like doing little things. You know, I'm not gonna help you. I'm not gonna, you know, certain little things I was doing. And in a sense, it might have been a righteous anger, but that's not the heart I wanted to have. Because if we allow people in and we want to show them certain things and you take on that thing, then do it with the heart of God. Though those things needed to come out because God was purging me, he was healing me. But I asked God, help me how to handle this. If you gave me this, give me the compassion that I can show this person compassion. Which I don't think at the time. I mean, I was, but I wasn't. We don't want to be here and there and there and there. Just call that thing as it is and be real with God. Tell him what you need help with. And he'll help you. He'll come in. And he'll fill you with those rivers of living water to wash you, to love on you. When I'm going through, I just go down to that water, and something about water just gives me peace and trees. And I just see those waves sometimes, and I could just feel like that's what God is. He's just washing over us and then filling us with his love. Amen. Well, my strength is about gone. I pray that what I shared will help you guys or help someone, maybe to share with a loved one. Just rest in God. Stay under the shadow of his almighty wings. Stay there. Whatever you have to do to stay there, worship, pray, stay in your word, limit some things that doesn't edify the Spirit of God in you. Begin to, you know, turn the TV off. You know, turn the phone off and get in that place. You know, God doesn't come to want us to come with no fancy type of certain way to pray. It's just talk to him. He's your daddy. He's your Abba Father. Just talk to him. He already knows. He just wants you to give it to him. And you give it to him by speaking out. When he responds to you, respond to him. Don't ignore his call. Don't ignore him. Answer him with worship and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much. I thank you, Lord, that we can always come to you at all times. And just cry out to you and ask you to help us where we need help. Strengthen us where we need strength. Forgive us where we need forgiven and help us to forgive those that we may continue to be forgiven, Lord God, that we may continue to walk in right standing with you. Lord, I thank you that you stretch us. I thank you that you expand us. I think about when you when you opened the rivers of Jordan and you allowed them to cross over, you expanded it. But even in that expansion, I'm sure crossing over, they had to go through some things. Walking through that water wasn't easy. And so when we walking through those certain places of Jordan in our lives and in those places of deep waters, and you dried it up, God, and you allowed us to cross over, Lord God. But when we walk in those places, we feel like we're just drowning. When we give it to you, Lord God, we're light, and whatever is light floats to the top, but what is heavy sinks. Let us stay in light, oh God, in the light of you, Father God. And we bless you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all of the honor, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Father God. And continue to quicken us with the spirit of worship and thanksgiving, Lord God. Knowing that you already have made a way, you already have all the answers we need, Lord God. We just got to trust in your word and call upon it. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.